Delaware trooper killed at DMV, an act of pure evil, is remembered as dependable, devoted to family. A Delaware state trooper who was shot to death at a DMV office was described Thursday as dependable and professional on the job and steady and kind at home. Corporal Matthew Ty Snook, 34, of Hockessin, Delaware, was working an overtime assignment at a DMV office near Wilmington on Tuesday when he was shot by a 44-year-old gunman, state police said. Authorities said Snook pushed a nearby employee to safety before he was shot again. He died later at a hospital, as did the gunman, who was shot by another officer. Snook, who is survived by his wife and their one-year-old daughter, was a Delaware native. He graduated from the University of Maryland, where he was a member of the wrestling team and had been a trooper for 10 years. He was known as a dependable, professional, and committed trooper, state police said in a press release that also described him as a trusted partner and beloved community member and extended condolences to Snook's family. "We are forever grateful to them for sharing Ty with us and for the sacrifices they made in support of his service to the citizens of Delaware," the agency said. An official fund established to support the family describes the officer as a loving husband, a devoted father, and a deeply cherished friend. Those who knew him remember his steady presence, his kindness, and his unwavering commitment to the people he loved, the fundraiser's organizer wrote. Family meant everything to Ty, and he worked every day to provide, protect, and be present for those closest to him. Authorities have not yet publicly identified the gunman or disclosed a possible motive for the shooting. "What happened today was an act of pure evil, and if not for the heroism of several troopers and other officers, the consequences could have been so much worse," Delaware Governor Matt Meyer said at a news conference Wednesday. The state DMV closed its offices statewide, with all but the site of the shooting scheduled to reopen on Monday.